Welcome to this mini-sode of the Filthy Spoon Podcast. I'm John.
I'm Robert.
And let's get to the sponsors here. Willow Creek Custom Calls, old Brad Jones. We're going to see him shortly in a few hours at the Freedom Fighters Banquet. And we're going to see quite a few of you listeners out there, too. And hopefully some we don't even know yet that are just going to be there. So anyway, look old Brad up at willowcreekcustomcalls.com or call him at 510-610-7625. He's got all kinds of... We go through it every week. Snowblower, Cali Spec, Mallard Calls, some cool stuff going to be coming out for next season. Exciting to see when that stuff gets launched. So look old Brad up, and he will be at Marsh Days at Grizzly Ranch, CWA's property here in, what, June 1st?
That's right.
And we'll be there also in his booth with him. So come by and say hi. And then on Superior Equipment Repair, for all your truck equipment needs, that's us. We're humming right now. We're busy, but we'll make time for you. From pickups, half-ton trucks, up to, you know, three-axle semis, equipment, you know, dozers. We're getting into planting season. You need equipment worked out, farming equipment. We got a couple ag guys that just came on that are friggin' really good with that stuff, construction stuff, whatever. So we got you covered at Superior Equipment Repair. You can look us up at SuperiorEquipmentRepair.com, or you can call us at 530-888-0795. And Pinto Ridge Taxidermy, old Adam Oliver. We're not getting another one thrown in the bucket today, but that pot's growing. And at Duck Days this year, we're going to announce the winner of a free-mounted bird that Adam was generous enough to donate to one of our lucky guests that come on the show over this last year. So, last but not least, Official Left Coast Waterfowl. The two Germies, we're actually going to see them guys tonight. They're going to be down there at the Freedom Fighters Banquet. And they helped out the veterans hunt program quite a lot during the late goose season. I guess they didn't have some really good results, but it was no lack of effort, man. The old Ginger Jeremy worked his ass off from what I heard. So give them support. He came up with this cool pattern, camo pattern. So if you're looking for some turkey camo, go to Official Left Coast Waterfowl. It's kind of a neat little camo pattern that he come up with. I like it. I was too stupid to order one before opening day because it won't make it here by then, but I would wear it. It's a cool looking camo. Go check it out. And if you don't follow them on Instagram, give them a follow at Official Left Coast Waterfowl on Instagram and OfficialLeftCoastWaterfowl.com. Look at all their stuff. They got a whole line of cool stuff, and they're always coming up with new designs and all that. So give them a look up. And for 10% off, the promo code is LCW10. So with no further ado, hey, Robert, we are two dudes in a truck in a public area once again.
That's right.
Nothing nefarious, but you never know what it looks like to passerbys.
So. No, yeah, we've been out hit a few spots on the public ground this morning looking for turkeys. This last spot was probably the most promising.
Yeah, we actually saw some birds. We've seen some signs at the other spot, which will remain unnamed because we don't want you guys bow regarding on our spots. But Robert and I, for whatever reason, it became our goal this spring, other than my goal of getting Robert to catch a striper. Our good buddy Mason, who was on a couple weeks ago down at Milco Duck Club, he's been our hunting buddy for years. We love him. He's never shot a turkey, and he wants to. So yeah. Robert and I are going to pool our vast turkey hunting knowledge together and see if we can't get Mason on a bird.
I mean, I figure between the two of us, we'll get him a bird this year. I hope. It's kind of a lot of pressure, huh?
I feel like, yeah, that's why I can't be a guide. Yeah. I'm feeling the pressure too. It'll be even cooler if we can get the job done on public ground, which that's what we're scouting now. I might be able to get him on some private. It's kind of a, you know, touch and go thing. I'll know more after opening day. But if I can do that, I might cheat and just try to take him out because it's a little bit harder. But there's a lot of satisfaction after of being able to kill a bird on public ground.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So that's our goal. We're going to see if hopefully we can get it done for him. And if not, who knows? He might book a hunt through Casey. I think they got a very high success rate over there.
Well, we're going to the dinner tonight. And, you know, I know at the Gridley dinner they had a turkey hunt that went for a pretty decent price. So for the auction.
They might have another one here.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to have in the auction. I'll be looking out, though. There seems like there's some good deals to be had at some of these if it's something that you'd get anyways.
I think so. I don't know. We'll see. I know a lot of people are really passionate about helping veterans and veteran programs, so I think there might be people a little more willing to get off their wallets in an event like this.
Yep.
You never know. But I know with the Sutter one, they're a little bit stingy over there this year.
Well, and for CWA's sake, I hope they're not tonight.
Yeah, me too. And like all the proceeds from this dinner go to the Veterans Hunt Program. Mike Kellogg, been on here. We love him. Mike Kellogg's a solid dude and a Marine.
Yep.
And we're going to be there to support them all we can be. And we're bringing a big old crew out there. I don't know how many people. I mean, our table of eight's full. Superior's got a table. We got guests that have been on the show and just listeners that are coming up from, you know, there's actually people coming from all over the state. I'm not saying just to see us.
Yeah.
But that we're gonna have a big group. Ivan, Salinas Valley Outdoors, is going to be there.
Yeah.
We're
going
to get to meet his wife and his son. That's going to be awesome. Mason's going.
I hope Ivan remembers. I need to shoot him a text, but he might be bringing some stickers up for me.
Oh, yeah. I want his. Yeah. He's supposed to bring some stickers. Yeah, he's supposed to be some stickers.
He made a sticker of that famous Photoshop job I did with you.
Oh, no. Not that sticker.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. I thought you were talking about his old OG,
no.
Oldie Mexican stickers.
Oh, I hope he brings those too. But he made some stickers from the Chippendales Photoshop I did of you.
Oh, God dang him.
Holding the Bud Light Yeti.
Oh, no.
That's my most popular Photoshop job I've done yet.
I not in my opinion, but yes, I agree in the fact of the response you get. And he posts them on Instagram all the time and tags us, and I refuse to reshare some of these altered photographs of me that you've created over the years.
Yeah, I created one a couple weeks ago.
You did. Yep, I'm the butt of the joke here with this one. I didn't know anything about those. I thought you were talking about his OG stickers he had.
No,
like,
no. I sent you a picture of it.
I seen it, but I didn't realize it was a sticker.
Yeah, it was on his fridge.
That's
next to the Filthy
bitch.
Spoon sticker.
I must have been drunk or something. I do remember seeing that, but I didn't realize it was on his fridge, that bastard. But, no, it's going to be a great time tonight. Sorry we don't have a guest this week in a full-length episode just because this dinner, we had the scout this morning, and then we're going to have to do a short one here so we can get going, a lot of logistics, and I got to check into the hotel.
Yeah, you've been crying about this.
Well, I knew it was going to be a crunch for time is the only thing. I got some miles to cover between then. I got to go home, get all spiffed up, and
get the tuxedo ready or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, and I got to chug. I got a pregame. You know, I'm probably going to have at least a 12-pack in before I hit the door.
All right. The truth comes out. Now the time crunch makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like I say, I still got to pick out what I'm going to wear. I got an idea, but, I don't know. I haven't thought about wearing a suit. I might throw some. I don't think I'm going to, but.
No, I'm not.
That would throw some people off. I show up in a suit, but
I'm gonna. I do have a sport coat I could throw on.
Yeah, I got one too. I thought about it. I didn't realize I had it. I remember last time I wore it. I don't know where I got it. One of my ex father-in-laws or something, right? And in the pocket of it, it was like a eulogy from somebody's funeral. It was like, oh, well, that was hella funny. Well, probably not for the guy that died and his family, but I mean, finding this in the pocket, you know, like for me, it was a funeral from like 1998 or something, you know. So,
yeah, I'm not going to wear a sport coat to this. It's a pretty blue collar crowd from what we.
That's what old Kellogg tells me. And I mean, yeah, that would throw the whole look. I show up in a suit, but
I guess they might have to find another venue in the future.
I think it's just for simply the fact they're outgrowing it.
Yeah. Because they keep selling out.
They keep selling out, and yeah, and this is like I say, super popular dinner, and yeah, they got to find a bigger one. So
well, I hope our listeners come say hello if they're there, because we've been talking about this, and I hope we got a couple seats sold.
I hope we had a little bit in selling it out. I know we were part of two tables getting sold. You know,
that's
so
true.
Just doing our little part, and we love it. We're volunteer, or I'm a volunteer guide now. And the Left Coast guys, they are now too. So I'm glad that we were able to kind of connect Left Coast with Kellogg. And it's all just a community where we talk to each other. That's what I say every week. Be good to each other, man. This is how you make connections and cool stuff, you know. And I guess like old Jeremy, he worked his ass off in Lake Goose for helping Mike. And I'm good on him, you know. Because he didn't have school or something in 4 days, so I shouldn't say that on here. I don't know if I'm supposed to say what he does for a living. He runs a driving school in Oliverhurst.
Dodge Charger.
Drive a Dodge Charger. Yeah. But
first step, buy a new sound system.
Yeah, yes. More important than wheels, oil changes, any type of maintenance is a sound system. Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, we haven't done a lot of Dodge Charger bashing lately. I've seen a lot of them in action here lately in the wild.
Yeah, and I've seen, you know what? I've been noticing they catch my eye, but the OG Dodge Charger, which is the Chrysler 300.
Yes, we brought that up. A lot. It's not mentioned enough because before the Dodge Charger was reintroduced, whatever year of our Lord that is cursed forever by being the year they brought that pile of shit back, before that was the Chrysler 300.
Yes.
Now, it was a little bit upscale of the Dodge Charger. Now, when I say upscale appearing, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yes, I mean, it came with, you know, big, it was, at the time, it was meant to be upscale, but before you know it, the dregs of society took them over.
That's right.
You know, I even had one of my loser nephews was driving one around. He ended up with some money and 18 years old, bought one of them piles of shit, and first thing he did was go down to the stereo shop and put $8,000 worth of speakers in it.
Oh, I bet the second stop was the window shop, or the window tent shop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It had the, at the time, this is probably 2008 or whatever, just a little while ago. And he was so stupid, he didn't realize that, you know, those 22-inch wheels that look like they have rubber bands for tires.
Oh, right.
He would drive around with flats all the fucking time, you know, because they have like a half inch of sidewall. Yeah, pretty funny. So,
I like when I see trucks with those.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have a city, you'll see a fair amount of that shit.
Lifted.
But you might hear the wind howling here because we, the wind's blowing. We got the south wind rolling in pretty good, but it's too dang hot, and the windows will get fogged up if we roll them all up. So.
Yeah, we don't want to be, last time that happened when we were sitting in the refuge parking lot with the fogged up windows, we got a bunch of stairs and a lot of concerned faces.
Exactly, yeah. And I think we got out of there before somebody did a welfare check. But anyway, the Turkey Scout, and we came out here a little bit later because it is junior weekend, and Robert, being the ultimate courteous guy he is, he didn't want to come out here at daylight or early because we didn't want to mess up any junior hunters. Mm-hmm. So that was nice. I prefer to do my scouting at dawn or dusk.
Yeah.
You know, when they're gobbling, you know, when they're, you know, near the roost so you can try to locate a roost. So we didn't hear one gobble today.
No.
But we did see turkeys and
probably saw about six or seven.
I think we probably six or seven, you know. And we saw some good signs. We found some footprints. So we're feeling pretty good about it. I mean, obviously nobody was in our spot today, but it's not opening day. So we'll see how it looks next week. But it was promising. We covered some ground. I know we walked a few miles today, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it was a good time. Always fun having Mason around, and he'll be there tonight with us too. So
no, this dinner is going to be cool.
I've been looking forward to this for a long time because we're going to have the crew there. You know what I mean?
We got folks from our duck club there. We got folks from CWA that we know there.
Yeah,
folks we've met through the podcast.
Yeah, folks for the podcast. Some of the ladies that were at the Veterans Hunt Program are going to it. I'm really excited. It's going to be a fun evening, and I've been dying. This is probably the last dinner I'll hit till Fall River, but it's going to be out. Brad Jones is going to be there.
We need to have someone try to keep track of how many beers you have tonight.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. We need one of them pitch count buttons, so we can get somebody counting. You know, that'd be kind of curious to see. But, yeah,
I bet you do at least 12.
Oh, dude, I bet I do at least 20. I'll try to count. I like drinking bottles sometimes because I just throw the caps in my pocket, and then I can keep it accurate.
Well, CWA, when they went to the open bar methodology for their dinners, that probably helps out their sales
a lot. I'll say it again, and I said it before, and no knock on DU because I support all friggin' conservation organizations. I'm a member of CWA, obviously, life member. I'm a member of Delta Waterfowl, and I'm a member of Ducks Unlimited. But I will not be attending a Ducks Unlimited dinner until they have an open bar.
Yeah.
Because last year, I went to the Ducks Unlimited dinner in Gridley. Great time. I bought some cool stuff, and I spent a fortune on beer.
Yeah.
And I'm not dropping the money on a ticket. And I get it's all for a good cause and all that, but at the end of the day, I got to save a few bucks. So you want me to spend more on your auctions, do you? or Delta for that matter. I don't even know. I hear they're trying to make a push out here. Make it an open bar. Trust me, it'll be worth your money.
Absolutely. There's something psychological about it, right? Where you feel like you're getting, even, you know, even if they sold beers for $5 a pop, right? And let's say someone like me, a Quaker, drinks six beers, it's $30. They have open bar. I'll drink 5-6 beers, and then I'll be freaking spending $150 on this. $100 on this.
Brilliant marketing campaign. I've been to quite a few of these dinners. It's well monitored in the sense I've never seen anybody sloppy, drunk, falling down, including myself, at the dinners. You know what I mean? They keep a good handle. You know, it's a family
event.
The
MacArthur dinner afterwards.
That's no fault of CWA. They keep a good lid on it where everybody's professional. There's kids around.
Speaking of that dinner, did you see this last issue of the CWA magazine?
I did, and I posted it. Yes.
Both myself and Mason made the magazine in one way or another.
That's very good. I've been sending my pictures in for decades and never made it, and I'm glad to see you guys did.
Yeah, I've sent a few in. I had, when my son was like 10 and shot a speckle belly out in D10, they posted that. You have good odds when you send kid pics in.
I always thought it was. I've had some great pictures of Sharon when she was little, and I always like, this is going to be the one, and womp, womp, womp. I don't even have to do that. I can do the button. But anyway, never made it. I never made it once with my kid. I never submitted a picture myself. I think that'd be kind of, you know.
I've submitted quite a few selfies on there.
Yeah, you drinking a strawberry milkshake through a straw. Like, whew. Yeah.
I did. You know what? Thanks to you, too. I had milkshakes the other day with my kids, and I'm drinking out of one of those giant straws, and my wife's like, oh, drinking out of a straw, huh?
Man, she didn't snap a picture?
No.
Oh, dang it, man. I'd have loved to get my hands on that.
Did not allow that.
Yeah. For any of you close Instagram followers of us, when we were on our beer trail to Milko a couple weeks ago, these clowns thought it'd be funny to throw a straw in my beer at Brigham Owl the Wops.
And that's right.
Try to accuse me of drinking my beer with a straw, which that was a completely fabricated photo. Well, that's a nice one.
Yeah,
that's right down here where we're at. Huh? Yeah, what year is that, you think?
1974? No, probably 2015.
I guess that is getting, that'll be 9 years ago. Jeez.
I know.
That is crazy.
My guess is 2015.
I've been posting up a lot of, posted a couple pictures on the story of me with turkeys a few years back, and little Sharon, I posted pictures of her.
20 gauge.
That's cool. You should send me that. I'll put it up on our story.
I got to find the actual photo.
If you can find it, send it up to the story, because I've been posting pictures kind of, you know, it's getting close to turkey season, and posted a couple birds I got up and a couple Sharon got up, so we might as well get one of you up there.
Yeah.
But, no, it's going to be a good time tonight. It was a good time today. I'm really excited about turkey hunting next week. I'm not going to be with you guys because I got to go up and help my dear friend that lives up in Cool. She's got to do a couple things around the house, and I'm going to help her. I'm going to turkey hunt and then go help her out. But I will be hunting with you maybe the next weekend, so we'll see. But
no, I hope it. I've
had a lot of success up there. It seems like the birds have been a little bit different pattern. As we all know, I got skunked last year.
That's right. Last year was
rough. It was a weird year, man, with that below freezing opening day. But we're going to give it hell this year. There's a lot of ground to cover up there, so I kind of wish I would have scouted. But I'm not overly worried about it. There's no pressure up there or nothing, so hopefully I can get her done, and then the pressure's off on my bird anyway, and I can get Mason one. So we shall see. But you got anything else there, Robert?
No. Looking forward to getting out here early. Oh, there's those vagrant
children. Local hoodlums riding around on their bicycles, seeing if we're still out so they can vandalize our pickups. Nice try, you little punks. But anyway, this will be out after the dinner, so no point in saying hope we see you tonight, but I still hope we see you tonight. So
I hope you're doing okay in the morning. That's one of the reasons we're doing this, is we're not sure how John's going to do.
I'm pretty good about just rolling into it and drinking it off again the next day. So I'm not like one of them guys that drinks all night and then I can't operate the next day. You know, I am a functioning alcoholic, you know, the best kind. So I'm not overly worried about it, but if we can do one tomorrow, it's very up in the air, but if Robert and our schedule work out, we may do a full-length one tomorrow. And we may have a guest next week during the week. If we do, we'll get that out as soon as we're done recording. And it'll be a cool guest, y'all know. So that's a little bit up in the air on the scheduling, but it may happen next week. So that's it for this week, or this day anyway, and we'll see how things go with the next episode out. But thank you all for listening so much. And remember, rate and review on Spotify or iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcast. Please give us a good review. That stuff helps. It's important. And we appreciate all the support.
So. That's right.
It's been a blast. This offseason's been a little bit cooler than expected. We're rolling. We got plenty of guests lined out, and that's a good time. So anyway, these little friggin' vagrants are riding around on their bikes and their stonewashed jeans, and what the hell's this little creep doing? So
that's probably what they're thinking. There you go. Yeah. Well, those guys were in the truck together again.
Oh, yeah, they got headphones on. We're not playing Fortnite. Get the hell out of here, you little bastard. So anyway, all right, we'll talk to you all soon. Bye.